The Red Hat Society, part two. I've always been confused that I read so often in the women's magazines and in the kind of self-help stuff written for women about how, women too much devote their lives to others, and so they need, if they just took a bath with some aromatherapy candles, and that would be a way of taking time out for yourself. As if most women's problems can be solved by taking a bath with aromatherapy candles burning in the bathroom. But anyway, or I remember where there was that book that came out about 10 years ago called Meditations for Women Who Do Too Much. And I remember flipping open to a random page and it said, I do this, I do that, I do that, whatever. And celebrations are in order for me just being me. And I was like, oh, shut up. And then I found myself thinking, I don't know who these women are who do too much for others. I mean, maybe I just don't travel in those circles. But it seems to me that most people I know, whether men or women or gay or straight, you know, they're either selfish or giving, or they have people dependent on them, or they don't. And I don't know. I just don't buy into the societal notion. But it is true. As women tend to age, they tend to get more radical. It is true, as men tend to age, they get more conservative. It is true that many women, after their kids grow up and either their marriage falls apart or they get widowed, they will take on things that they wouldn't have done before, and they travel more. And kind of the archetype of, I remember in the women's liberation movement of the 70s, what was called a sow, a salty old woman, began to assert itself. And perhaps the Red Hat Society is just another variant of this, of, you know, women as they get older, they are loosed from the chains of domesticity and are loosed from the chains of the roles society puts in them. And since they're not considered sexual objects anymore, don't have to worry about their appearance, they can become the people they always wanted to be, which means they're, most women are far more zany and eccentric and anti-mame-like and adventurous and then the world has given them credit for. And maybe this is true. But I, with this Red Hat Society, is the current incarnation of, which is that, you know, once a month we get together, we wear red hats, and we become self-consciously fun. I just found myself thinking about, what about if you're somebody who's always been a little at the one end or another of the bell curve, or was always sort of on the fringes of things. Like, I'm somebody that in the 60s never found a drug I particularly liked. I'm somebody that in the 80s, when I was living in Manhattan, people thought I was a freak because I thought locally grown food and organic stuff was a good idea. And when I'd go to parties in Manhattan, my idea of what you wear to a party was jeans, a nice silk shirt, and pearls, as opposed to guys who were 23 years old showing up at a party on a Saturday night wearing a suit and tie. And in the 90s, during all the dot-com silliness, I just kept on saying, you know, this is plumbing. This is infrastructure. The laws of physics haven't been repealed. Neither are the laws of economics. And gravity still exists. And why are you guys all in such a fucking lather about all this? Anyway, so I look at this Red Hat Society, and I thought, maybe most women do feel this way. And maybe a chance to take on the role of trickster and clown and playful kitten is something that every woman wants once a month. I mean, maybe it's the equivalent of, like, a lot of guys have poker night or bachelor parties where they all go to Chippendales. And, you know, maybe there's something I deeply don't understand here. But I just find myself thinking, as women age, is being kittenish the salvation for whatever it is they're facing? I'm just not really sure.